Hope everybody's having a great day here in the Music City. I mean, it is a weird, rainy, warm day, but it feels good, but at least it's warm in December, which it's going to get colder eventually. It's what's going to happen. But it's nice today, even though it's rainy. But it's still.
That was just the Super Saiyan energy for me when I was training this morning. It just heated up naturally.
It was day two of training. It's going well. We're going to go out to Colorado and talk with Brian Howell. You can follow him on Twitter, at BrianHowell33. He covers the Colorado Buffaloes. And, hey, there is a large story that's going on out there with Coach Prime. Deion Sanders coming out and joining Colorado. It felt like, Brian, that it was a bit of a joke at first when the news originally said it was Colorado or USF, but now it is official and he is going to Colorado. What has been the vibe out there, Brian, with the energy coming in with Coach Prime?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been celebratory. I mean, this fan base has kind of lost its mind over this opportunity here, and this program has been so down, and it's been a rough year. I mean, 1-11, the previous coaching staff, not a whole lot of energy and juice there. And we certainly know Deion Sanders has a lot of energy and juice. So, the fan base is truly beside itself. I mean, the introductory press conference on Sunday was something like I've never seen before. I mean, there was donors, alumni, former players, things like that that were there, not just press. And, I mean, they were cheering and they're laughing at all of his jokes. And, I mean, it wasn't really like a press conference. It was like this, he was putting on a show.
That's I've heard that thought and that rhetoric because, I mean, if you just watch everything he does, I imagine with you there, you've seen the camera, how he has just a camera that follows him around and films everything. Why do you think he does that? What do you think that is about that? Is that something that's just his brand? I mean, obviously, you're just now getting into covering him as the coach of Colorado, but it definitely feels like there's a deeper thought with that going on.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. I am still learning that with him. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to him until the last 2 weeks. But, you know, I think he's been in front of cameras for 30, 40 years now. So, you know, he's just kind of used to it. And I think that that's part of his brand. I think especially with him being a college coach and in this era of NIL, I think that they look at it as this helps guys, get NIL money because it puts them in the spotlight, and they're kind of helping their guys in that regard. So, yeah, they do film everything, and I'm sure, I don't know if you guys saw, but a lot of people have seen, there's a 15-minute video of him introducing himself to CU's team for the first time, and that's gotten a lot of attention. It's interesting that was filmed and put on online as well. So they film everything, and he said that in his press conference. He said, look, everything's going to be on camera. You're going to see cameras everywhere. So, it's definitely new and different from what we've seen around here.
Talking with Brian Howell. Follow him on Twitter at BrianHowell33, the number 33. He covers the Colorado Buffaloes for Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily. Bruno Reagan, say hello to Brian Howell.
Brian, hello. I just wanted to ask about the general interest, because the main criticism I'd seen of Deion, there's a few different things, some silly, some valid, but probably the way he addressed his team when he was saying, you know, I'm going to come in, we're going to bring some guys in, because let's face it, Colorado, I think they won only one game this season. No one's job is really safe. That's understandable. Maybe the way he went about it was a little forward, but players can understand that honesty. But what do the current, like, commits think? Because I'm sure there was already a recruiting class in place, the current players. Is there a sort of, you know, is he honoring commitments? I just want to get some insight in on that.
Yeah, they had 20 players committed at the time that he was hired. And last night, in about a three-hour period, there were 7 who decommitted. That clearly the staff was on the phone saying, yeah, you're not coming here. Because some of those guys said, after talking to the current staff, I no longer have a scholarship offer at Colorado, so my recruitment's open. So, and Deion right now is, you know, kind of sweeping things up. And, like, they're cleaning out the commits they don't like. And there was, like I said, there were 7 last night. So they were down to 13 after having 20. At this time yesterday. So they're kind of cleaning the house a little bit, and they want their own guys in there. And, you know, they're – he's not – he's not hiding this fact. You know, I mean, like you said, he tells the current players, look, some of you guys won't have a seat when we get back here. And then he tells the commits, you don't have a spot here. So they're going to bring in their guys, and they're not really care about whose toes are going to step on. They just they want to build a good team.
I heard a little thing, because I'm not too familiar with the University of Colorado, but I went to Vanderbilt, and there's always this discourse around Vanderbilt. I played there, and it was, you know, it's hard to get people in. It's hard to get transfers in. You got to get them into grad school, et cetera. I was hearing a little bit of the same thing about Colorado. How true is that, or can Deion really have full reign to get whoever he wants, four or five stars, whatever?
Yeah, it's been true. You know, it's been difficult. You know, it's tough to get transfers into CU because – CU has not always accepted a lot of credits from other schools. And so you can get into CU, but your transfers may, or your credits may not come over, and therefore you're not far enough along in your degree. And the NCAA has a percentage towards your degree that you have to hit that percentage to be eligible. And so a lot of players couldn't hit that percentage because, you know, maybe they took 24 credits at, you know, Tennessee, and they're coming to Colorado. Colorado only accepts 12 of them. And so now they're basically lost a year of school. They've got to make that up. Well, now, in the last few weeks, you know, CU has fast-tracked a program where they're allowing a lot of those credits now so that they can get some of those players in. And, you know, the previous head coach, you know, Carl Durrell, he told me in July, he said, look, I kind of stopped recruiting those second and third-year transfers because I couldn't get most of them in here and get them eligible. And so that's changing because it has to, because that's what Deion Sanders' quarterback's son is a third-year transfer, so he's got to get him eligible somehow.
Funny you mentioned that was my OC my very first year. He didn't last long at Vanderbilt, but hopefully he hops on his feet. Last question. I think the best part for me personally, the part I thought was the funniest, they get the camera on the AD, new contract. They go, you know, oh, what do you think about this contract? He goes, all right, we don't have the money yet, but we're going to get that. Is that a sign to be concerned about, or is that just, you know, ha-ha, funny, it will come?
No, I think it's more of that. I mean, they don't have the money yet, but, you know, he's very confident they're going to get it. And, you know, I mean, they're already they opened up ticket renewals this week, and the response they've had is sort of insane right now. They've got a pretty good home schedule. They play Nebraska, who's their big rival, in the first home game next year. Then they got their other rival, Colorado State, in Boulder for the first time in a long time. There's some thought and belief that, you know, Deion could help sell out the season, which has never happened here. I mean, they sell out once every 3-4 years for one game, but there's thought they could might be able to sell out the season. So they're looking at ticket sales. They're kind of banking on the new media rights deal from the Pac-12 bringing in more money, which, who knows? As you guys have probably seen, there's a lot of speculation about that, but they're banking on things like that. They're banking on donors coming up with some money and backing Deion. So they need some money to come in, that's for sure.
We're talking with Brian Howe. You can follow him on Twitter, at BrianHowe33. Go check out all his work on BuffZone.com. Does it feel like to you, Brian, just from the you're very much on the inside, for me sitting here in Nashville, Tennessee, thinking about this, it's the outsider looking in, but it kind of feels like a deal with the devil here because he Deion Sanders got into JSU, changed things around, and then left for the next upgraded job. Do you feel like that's kind of setting up for the future for Colorado? It just doesn't feel like he's going to, in my vision, stay at Colorado for a long time. So I don't know how much he could bring that culture and continue that culture.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of that deal with the devil type of thing in that, you know, this is a very, very different hire than anything CU's ever done. You know, the fact that they're going all in and, you know, changing some of the transfer rules. And I mean, they're going to pay him. His salary next year is $1.9 million more than they've ever paid a coach in 1 year. The assistant coach pool is going to be $1 million more than they've ever paid the assistant pool. You know, they're doing things that they haven't done before. And, you know, you bring in a guy like, you know, Deion, that he's got a team of people around him. It changes everybody's job in the athletic department because, you know, his people are going to run the show. It's not the athletic department. So you kind of, I guess, sell out a little bit in order to, you know, hopefully boost the program. But this program needs it. And frankly, if he wins on the field, I mean, you hope he wins on the field, but they absolutely need what he's going to give them over the next 9 months. And will that last? You hope so. And, you know, the contract is set up to where he's making a pretty good amount of money. And if he were to leave, it would cost a lot for him to buy out his own contract. So it is set up for him to potentially be here for at least a couple, 3 years. And if it's a successful 2-3 years, CU will take it.
Is this what Colorado needed? You know, did they need, because being at the bottom, it feels like essentially where they were, did they need some sort of lightning rod or jolt like this?
They absolutely did, because, you know, like I said, 1-11, you know, it might have been the worst Power 5 roster in the country. They're really, with all the conference realignment, you've got to make yourself more attractive. They've got some, you know, some contracts coming up that, you know, some endorsement things like that that are up in the next year or two, that they've got to look more attractive to donors and to, you know, the contracts that they have with sponsors and things like that. It helps the Pac-12, because now the Pac-12 has a big time celebrity that's in their conference now. So I think CU, it helps CU. I think it helps the Pac-12, and CU absolutely needed it. They have to have some jolt of energy, because this program was, I mean, it was dead. I hated going to games this year, to be honest with you. I mean, it was hard, especially the last month when they're getting just blown out every single week. It was not fun covering this team.
Well, I think that's a really honest answer, that I think a lot of there's a lot of media members that
I was there two years ago.
Yeah, well, you were there with Vanderbilt. I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, if you go to a program over and over again, you just see the flaws. And now it just, I mean, the vibe is completely off the charts now, I imagine, for Colorado, just because of how much attention, first off, the school's getting. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. But I just wonder about, is it just trying to cash in right now on what you can get right now from him? Because there's just no way Deion's going to hang out. I feel like there's no way Deion's going to hang out anywhere. Maybe FSU, just because he played there. But there's no way he's going to hang out just for more than 2-3 years, in good or bad, it feels like to me.
Yeah, and I agree with you, but you know, because of how this program is, I think that they need to just cash in right now. I mean, to give you an example, a couple of weeks ago they played at Washington up in Seattle, and the post-game press conference was me. It was me and Mike Sanford, the interim head coach, and that was it. I asked every question because there was nobody else there. And the press conference the other day, the room was absolutely packed, and there were media members there that haven't been in Boulder. They probably had to look up directions, because they hadn't been up there in so long. So the attention that they got in just 24 hours by hiring him is going to be insane. And I think they had to do it. And if he's only here for 2-3 years, then so be it. But they had to do something right now to jolt their fan base and kind of show that, hey, we're committed to football and we're ready to go all in.
I know you were looking around that room when all the other reporters showed up for Deion. You're like, you guys weren't in the gym taking practice with me, man. Y'all weren't taking the grenades in the trenches, you know.
where were you all in Seattle 2 weeks ago?
Hey, Brian, thanks so much for jumping on with us. You can follow him on Twitter at BrianHowell33. Covers CU for Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera. Thanks so much, man.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff there from Brian Howell. That's, I mean, you know what? Look, the honesty is the honesty. You got to have it.